Hello and welcome to Evolve Pipedrive Podcast. We talk all things Pipedrive, sales, apps, and the Pipedrive marketplace. My name is Bruce Bignall. I own and run Evolve, a technology consultancy based in the UK, working globally, helping businesses get more from Pipedrive and a wider tech stack through implementation, consultancy, training, and ongoing aftercare. We've recently launched our Evolve Sales OS, a small list of curated apps to help you sell more, along with a free masterclass with over 4 hours worth of content from experts at Pipedrive, Surf, Just Call, and Outplay. Today, though, I have the pleasure of being joined by Eric Morris, the Head of Growth and Operations at Copy Factory. Copy Factory is a B2B copywriting platform for sales teams and agencies. Now, I'm really looking forward to this conversation with Eric today for a number of reasons. One, because Eric is an entrepreneur. He's a practitioner in all things sales and outbound, having founded two businesses, Cup Advert and Intrinsic Sales, which was an outbound-focused B2B sales agency. I think he's going to have a lot to say on this topic. And two, because Eric has been working and the work that they're doing at Copy Factory solves one of the most common problems I hear when it comes to sales outreach. Other than the sales data is bad or the list is bad, people always ask, what do I say? So without further ado, welcome Eric. Please can introduce yourself and Copy Factory to our audience. Thank you.
Cheers, Bruce. Thanks for the intro. What Copy Factory does in a nutshell is two core things. We help businesses streamline their sequence writing process across multiple channels, whether it's email, LinkedIn, cold calling scripts, etc. The second part of the platform is mainly focused on streamlining that contact personalization process using AI and allowing you to build custom AI frameworks that replicate both your copywriting style for sequences and contact personalization to make the output truly your own. So we believe we're the only messaging platform that truly allows you to do that as built for the sales use case from the ground up.
Yeah, I think having the premises there already is something that a lot of sales managers ask for, or certainly SDRs ask for when they come to. You might be given a script, but what is your sequence there? So in terms of the Copy Factory team, like what markets are covered? Where are you based? Like, how's the team distributed?
Yeah, so we're a remote team. There are 7 people on the team currently, located throughout the UK, US, Philippines as well. In terms of where we are currently focused, it's, to be honest, pretty global. However, quite a lot of our customer base is US, Europe, Australia, and as well as South America as well, ranging from agencies, I call email agencies and outbound agencies, to sales teams as well, from one-man bands up to large enterprise companies as well.
And what would you say is the kind of the through line for your ICP? Is it the people that want to do more outbound with less, or like is there a through line? You said they're kind of agencies, which for me would be you're running multiple campaigns, so it might actually be increasing the capabilities and capacity of the agency. Like what's that through line that you guys are solving?
Yeah, so on the agency side, a lot of agencies are looking to streamline processes to create campaigns more effectively and launch campaigns faster. On that side, a lot of agencies are using us on the contact personalization side to generate not only better quality personalized sentences, but also faster as well. So instead of it taking you a week to turn around a leads list of 1,000 contacts, it might take you an hour instead. And on the sales team side, where Copy Factory is putting it is creating standardized processes for sales teams, where previously SDRs wouldn't have maybe a sequence that they use, but in terms of contact personalization, they might go and try something themselves, or they might just not do any contact personalization. So on that side, we're really seeing SDR managers and leaders using Copy Factory to effectively implement that inside their companies.
Nice. And you said that the team's kind of fully distributed. Is that what's the kind of department? Is it kind of sales led with yourself, or is it really much you got a lot of developers around the globe that are working hard on this app? What's the kind of split there?
Yeah, so in terms of sales team, I'm leading the sales team, and we have 2 SDRs on the sales team that support me with this role. And then we have 2 developers and then a few copywriters as well that we use. So yeah, it's pretty distributed, but mainly sales focused.
That's quite interesting. So heavy sales and copywriting at this stage as well, right? Because AI copywriting is good and it is what it is. But having copywriters check the outputs and then I guess then updating the premises on the back end is super important in any kind of platform like this, I guess.
Yeah, for sure. Like all of the public premises that we publish on our platform, they've been tried and tested. They follow the best copywriting practices that we've both tried internally in our own campaigns, seen across client campaigns and seen their success, but also from previous experience running outbound agencies. We have a pretty strong idea on what works and what doesn't. But we always run experiments as well to find new things that might work and change the market.
So as someone that has run outbound B2B agencies before, what are some of the principles that you would say make effective sales copy?
Yeah, I think to create an effective sales campaign or copy, there's a few things involved in it. I think having a very clear ideal customer profile helps because it means you can narrow down the messaging to kind of tailor it to like a pain point that they're experiencing as well as an outcome that you know is relevant and useful to them. I think with messaging, a lot of people kind of stop with, okay, well, I created the first sequence, now we're going to go live and that's it.
Yeah.
It's more of like a continuous iterative process where you should be experimenting continuously. So you should, like if you're starting from scratch, probably have a long sequence, a short sequence, and a medium size length in like email templates just to see what's resonating and what's converting. And from there, you would then iterate on, okay, well, let's try different value propositions, different call to actions. So it's always a continuous and evolving process, I'd say.
Yeah, that's so interesting. I guess, did you intuitively know that before you went into and started your agency? Because I guess some people, what I'm thinking of here is when people say, oh, let's just SEO the website. you don't just finish SEO, right? And you don't necessarily finish your sales script because your offer might change, the market might change, the pain might get bigger, might get smaller. So email domains mean you can't email from certain, so your outbound practices might have to change. So I guess that's something that people should be considering. You can't just set it and forget it. You should be reviewing these things.
Yeah, for sure. I think you always want to try and improve on what you have. So if you can get a campaign to perform 0.5% or 1% better over a long period of time, that does translate into quite a lot of upside. So I think if you do try write sequences and try optimize them, whether it's for inbound leads or outbound leads, nurture sequences and so on, it's always continuous experimentation.
And in terms of those different sequences, you mentioned that whether it's the outbound, the nurturing, whatever it might be, what results should the individual sales rep and all the sales manager be looking for from that copy? So would you be looking for, is it open rates? Is it reply rates? Is it do you want to be qualifying in your initial outreach? Like where do you, like from your experience, what do you think some of the best campaigns lead? The metrics are, what's the?
Yeah, like I think with open rates it's a bit more tricky now that there's solutions out there that stop you from tracking email opens and so on. So it's not always true what results you're getting back. However, I'd say if you are getting above 35-40% open rates, you should be okay on that side. Where I'd be tracking metrics more closely would be more so on, okay, well, what's the current response rate for a sequence and at a step level? Because I think everyone kind of looks at a sequence, but not individual steps of a sequence. Mm-hmm. And then also figure out, okay, well, what's the positive response rate as well? So in general, I would say as a response rate for a step, you should be aiming for somewhere between like a 1.5-2% response rate at a step level. Yeah. Ideally, if you are doing contact personalization inside your campaigns, you should be trying to achieve somewhere between a 5-15% response rate, depending on the channel.
Nice. And you mentioned there the kind of the sentiment of those response rates, right? Because I guess as your sequence gets further in, you want to try to get the response rate, but actually sometimes the sentiment, if it's bad, that's just as good as well, because you know not to contact them again. So then energy and you're not spending time pursuing those clients.
Yeah, for sure. Like, I think all responses give you some indication of what's happening. If it's positive, great, you know you're doing something right. If it's negative response rates and you're having, let's say, like a 5 or 10% unsubscribe rate, well, there's quite a few questions you need to be asking, like, is the copy actually resonating, or is it the target market has no interest in what I'm trying to pitch here? Again, it's quite hard to get it right from the get-go, so it's kind of experimentation will lead you down the right path eventually. Sometimes a little bit more painful to get there than other times, but yeah.
I mean, we spoke about something just before we started here about the evolution of the SDR roles and sales manager roles and how they have been evolving. What do you see this leading to, right? So obviously technology has been a big leading indicator there. I touched upon the kind of the sales and marketing departments maybe getting closer together because of technology and data being more linked. But what do you see this kind of change leading to?
Yeah, I'd certainly agree with your point. Seeing marketing teams and sales teams working together, I think you'll end up with more marketing-led sales campaigns, where there's going to be quite a heavy influence on the marketing side as soon as they're looking after other channels that will impact on the current messaging and retargeting of campaigns. In terms of where I see the SDR and the SDR manager role kind of evolve to currently with AI and the evolution of that, I think you'll see quite a lot of say technological skills being implemented on SDR managers, where it's more of like a blended mix of an SDR manager with RevOps to create effective workflows. And then I'd say the SDR manager will be mainly leading the charge in terms of, okay, well, this is the messaging that I think we should be going with. Now, how can we build this into an effective workflow that we can optimize time and time again? I think currently with a lot of SDRs, if a company does decide to do contact personalization manually, it's quite normal that a lot of SDRs will just skip that step altogether and send a spray and pray type email. Where from conversations I've had with clients and other sales leaders, they are trying to build processes to make sure that all of those touch points and strategies are being hit on.
Do you think the SDR manager cannibalizes the SDR role? And just a bit of a thought, I haven't given it too much thought. The last couple of weeks it's come up a few times, but you might have SDR shadow puppets, right? So all you have the SDR manager that's running these campaigns for Sarah, Jessica, Johnny, Julian, but these individuals don't actually exist, but they're trying to get the attention of the prospect to book a meeting with the account exec, which is a one-on-one meeting. So so you've got one person managing an SDR shadow team trying to drive that initial outreach to the in-person subject matter expert. Do you see that?
I've seen it happen across mainly agencies at the moment. That's a tactic that's definitely being used. I don't necessarily see that happening on the sales side in, let's say, your general B2B business. I think what you will see a lot more of is the SDR manager maybe controlling their SDR's accounts, where the SDR themselves are only actually involved in the sales process once through the response. And the core role for them will be driving that deal forward. If you send them a link to book a call and they don't, at that point, the SDR will take over that contact and then look to follow up with them. So I think really you're going to see less SDRs on a typical sales team, but you'll see a lot more efficiency being driven by an SDR manager.
People shouldn't be forgetting that the importance of getting on the phone with those individuals when you can, and that there's a concept I've spoken about a few times on here about sales synchronicity. So if someone is trying to get hold of you, that's the best time for you to get hold of them, not when it's in your power hour dialing. And again, that is a person to person responding to the data input to the business. We've seen them reopen our email, share this email around. Let's get on the phone now, versus when it's good for us. So to all this talk of AI, right? And I'm sure we could keep talking about this and sales principles and sales copy principles. But what is the future and what's the roadmap for Copy Factory here? Is it team expansion, features? Where's the kind of next 6 to 24 months?
Yeah, on our side, we are definitely going to be scaling our outbound going into the rest of 2024 in terms of the size of campaigns that we're running, as well as the markets that we're going to be specifically targeting as well. We are also adding a bunch more features into Copy Factory as a platform, but we're also creating a new platform as well that's going to help automate the contact research and personalization by extracting basically whatever data points you want out of any website, Google search, your LinkedIn profile, to create personalized sentences at scale.
So that's quite cool, right? So you have your data, your contacts, your prospects, and they may be first party data. So they may have gone to a webinar, you may have met them at an event or whatever it might be. How do you enrich that?
Yeah. So that's basically what the tool will be doing. So let's say if you are using first party data, you can have their contact details from a webinar. You would be able to take that data, put it into our new platform, and then find all of those custom data points that you're looking for to use as reference for the contact personalization to create more relevant messaging.
Very nice. Yeah, I like that. And how does the platform connect to Pipedrive? Is it native? Is there an app?
Yeah, so we have a native integration with Pipedrive. So you can quickly push contacts with the personalized sentences into Pipedrive. And then all you'd have to do in Pipedrive is simply select the contacts and enroll them into the appropriate sequence.
Very nice. Yeah. So we'll have a demo for you. So you can check the demo below, as well as give the platform a try. There is a free trial. You get 25,000 free credits, I think, when you sign up to trial. So yeah, I highly recommend that. So as we look to close, what is your story, and how the hell did you fall into Copy Factory, right? Because as someone that's from your previous two businesses, it's obviously someone that has an eye for seeing margins, and you've got an eye for where to leverage. So with your previous business, that was it, the cup advert, how can I build that to the outbound agency, to then move into Copy Factory? What led you to that, and what are some of the lessons that you would that you've learned along that way?
Yeah, for sure. The first business was cup advert. That was basically supplying advertising space to businesses on biodegradable coffee cups. The way we're getting business through that was cold email. COVID hit, unfortunately, and that kind of threw a spanner in the works. That's that time where I decided to set up Intrinsic Sales, where I thought, okay, well, if it worked for me, I'm sure it works for other people. So why not do this as a service? And we were running advanced sales campaigns for companies. And the two hardest things we issued or faced inside of the agency was, one, how can we create copy at scale for all the different campaigns? And how can we personalize contacts without having an army of people manually doing research and contact personalization? And that's where the idea for Copy Factory kind of came.
And how did that change, right? Because in 2019, 2020, 2021, finding things at scale would have been very different to what it became in November of 2022, right? because you would have always had this idea of what could be done. So how did that completely change what you're able to do? And
for sure. I think when we obviously had the agency, the thing was, okay, well, I wish we could do this. I'm sure there's something that can do this. And at the time, there wasn't. So we built Copy Factory to basically solve that need. So the first step initially was, okay, we're going to launch a done for you copywriting service to see if people have a need to write copy. Mm. Turns out that they did. And we decided to jump into building a software version of Copy Factory, where we did the sequence writing aspect first, and then we went into contact personalization afterwards as well. And so far, it seems to have been a hit with customers, both large and small, in terms of not only just creating sequences, but doing contact personalization to create messaging that's actually relevant and resonates with your audience.
Yeah, I think that there's two things. I'll give you your props on this. I think the UX is, because one of the hardest things with a lot of these email sequences is just building out the template sometimes. Like, I've found that it was actually easier to do it in Apple Notes and then put them into the, versus doing it in the app themselves. But you've seemed to, there's an intuitive UI, even if you have multiple steps at multiple sequence. So if you're A/B testing or different, in different steps and stages, that the UI is quite intuitive there, because that was always a bit of a bugbear building the bloody sequences out.
Yeah, it was definitely a challenge. As you mentioned, there's no one really to look at or take inspiration from at the time. So we literally built it with the sales use case in mind from the ground up, to support both the sequence aspect, the messaging, the variations, quick edits. Yeah, it was a lot of trial and error to get there, but I think we're in a pretty good place now. But we'll obviously continue evolving and improving that user experience as well.
Yeah, very nice. So I've got some quick fire questions, if you don't mind, but they can be long form answers. And the first one is, where did the name Copy Factory come from?
So that was created by our founder Tristan. He came up with the name. He wanted a name that resonated with basically creating copy in a predictive way.
Yeah.
Hence the name Copy Factory.
I thought you were going to say AI. It came out from an AI brainstorm session. But and what's in your tech stack and why?
So currently in our tech stack, we're using Apollo.io as our data provider. We're using Closed CRM as our CRM provider. And we're using Copy Factory, obviously, to create these sequences and contact personalization. And the reason that we have all of these tools is basically to create a streamlined workflow where we can get one person in our team to basically power our entire admin flow until the person actually responds to a sequence.
Yeah, love it. And your favorite use case that you've come across from Copy Factory so far, from a client or internal?
I would say the most innovative use case for the current moment that we're in is automatically responding to emails or LinkedIn messages based on user sentiment.
So based on the message sentiment that they've sent you, having a...
Yeah. So if somebody responded in a positive way to a cold email, we could take that in and then automatically create a response, basically leading them towards the next action and the next step to take.
Nice. And top tips for those getting started and tips for those that are maybe more seasoned pros using something like this, but if you could split the answer into, you know, for those getting started, what should they focus on, and those a bit more experienced in the area, where should they look to explore next?
Yeah, sure. I think if you're getting started, you should be focusing quite a lot on the ideal customer profile. I don't think you should be doing massive campaigns at scale if you don't know who you're speaking to. Run small micro tests of 200, 300 contacts at a time. Try variations of copy and value propositions. Lens as well to see what's actually resonating. I think once you have that cracked, your whole sales experience after that becomes significantly easier.
Mm-hmm.
For seasoned pros, I would say trying to build campaigns or sales processes that are repeatable but also scalable. Whether that's just creating internal processes that are manual or using AI to create let's say specific workflows, I think that's where you're going to see a lot of uplift, as well as reduction in costs as well.
Very nice. And two last questions. One is reading recommendations or podcast recommendations at the moment.
Yeah. So reading recommendations, I really like SaaS Sales as a Science by Winning by Design, great book. And I think in terms of podcasts, depending on what you're into, obviously you guys are really great podcasts as well to listen to for stuff that's happening inside of the sales space. And I would say My First Million, if you're just looking for entrepreneur podcasts with general topics and ideas.
Very nice. Love it. Well, Eric, I just want to say thank you very much. Is there anything in particular you want to share before we wrap up?
Just that we do have a free account, so do feel free to sign up. And then if you need support, I'll reach out to you and book in an onboarding call as well.
Yeah, perfect. Yeah, I will say definitely jump onto the Part Drive Marketplace or find it below wherever you're listening to this or watching this. It will also be held on our website as well in the Evolve Marketplace. If you just Google Best Part Drive Apps, you'll find us at the top there and we'll house it there as well. Eric, thank you very much. And thank you for listening to the Evolve Part Drive Podcast, which are all things Part Drive, sales, apps, and Part Drive Marketplace in order to help you grow your business. At Evolve, we're a technology consultancy based in the UK, working globally, specializing in helping scaling businesses do more with Part Drive and a wider tech stack. If you found this insightful, please let us know what you think in the comments, hit like, subscribe, or share with someone that you think will find this useful. Thank you very much.
Cheers. Thank you.